When you talk about Shireen, you talk about somebody whose presence is felt in every home and heard in every home. She was fearless, but she was also human. And, you know, there were times when she was scared when encountering, you know, difficult situations. The only difference is that she pulled through, she pushed through. She was there in every town, every Palestinian town, village, alleyway, refugee camp. Everybody knew her name. Everybody welcomed her. She wanted to do the stories that nobody else wanted to do. And she gave a voice to a lot of people who we otherwise wouldn't have heard from. A lot of women grew up, I would say, you know, holding a hairbrush in front of a mirror and pretending to be Shireen and being like, you know, Shireen Abakli, Al Jazeera, Ramallah. And I know that a lot of women want to follow in her footsteps.
Shireen Abakli, Al Jazeera, min hayy Sheikh Jarrah.
Everywhere we went, people would stop her in the street, like wanting to take a picture or wanting to take an autograph, and she would happily oblige. Like the rest of Palestinian journalists, you know, she was targeted, and it's hard to do that job. It's hard to carry that torch, so to speak. And I think that Shireen did that very well, and she paid for it with her life. I remember during the height of the Second Intifada, like Israeli soldiers would go around Ramallah and they would mimic her and they would shout from a bullhorn her famous closing lines, Shireen Abu Akhli, Al Jazeera, Ramallah. And I just can't help but feel that, you know, they took away that voice.